So, as introduced by Nancy, I'm working with Population Services International in India. And PSI India is implementing a program, which is a multi-year program, which is named as Women's Health Program, with a goal to reduce the unintended pregnancies and maternal mortality by promoting the use of intrauterine contraceptive device in selected states. This presentation is focused on identification and prioritization of the determinant for further development of behavior change communication. I do not have any personal financial relationship to disclose. Those who are not much familiar about India and the health statistics, I'll touch upon a few words on that. The national maternal mortality rate in India stands at 212 per 100,000 live births. And more than two-thirds of that maternal mortality occurs in lowest income states, which are Uttar Pradesh, which is having 359, and in Rajasthan, which is 318. In fact, the government of India recognizes the need of family planning program, and which can reduce the maternal morbidity. But even after 40 years of running the family planning program, only 50% of Indian couples they are using any kind of contraceptive method. And in fact, the first method which they do use, and that is the only method, which is sterilization. So there is very less emphasis on delaying the first birth or even spacing the subsequent births. In fact, in last 1.5 decade, there is a huge decrease in use of IUD in India, which has been declined from 4% to 3%, and which is very stagnant in Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh, where we are working for promotion of IUD. The program, in fact, aims to build a sustained enabling environment through advocacy effort to Government of India, Federation of Obstetrician and Gynecology Society of India, and Indian Medical Association, with the service delivery through private providers. So there is a network of around 900 private providers for increasing the use of IUD among the lower income women in reproductive age. What we have done? We have done a quantitative baseline research sometimes in the end of 2009, having a representative sample of 2000 in each of the state, which is Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan. We have used a multi-stage cluster sampling approach, and we selected the PSUs, which in urban setting it's called census enumeration block, as per the definition of Census Department, Government of India. And then we have done the house listing, and from this house listing size we selected the required number of 10 eligible women in each of the PSUs. We found the contraceptive use those who are not using the contraceptive, any of the contraceptive method, any including the non-reversible method, is 42%, and use of IUD stands around 3% at project level, considering the three states together. The baseline research also tries to find out also captured the data using the psychographic scale item for capturing the attitudinal indicators in a 5-point Likert scale, which is which one is strongly disagreed and five is strongly agreed, and we tried to capture the information related to the key determinants based on the opportunity, ability and motivation framework. So the these are the determinant where the data has been captured: the availability, product attribute, social support from mother-in-law as well as the husband, beliefs that IUD use does not cause health problem like excessive bleeding or abdominal pain or even it does not go up inside the in the woman body. Those have been captured in a 5-point Richter scale, where in the knowledge indicator is been captured as a true 0 and 1, means dichotomous scale. What we found is that the major determinants, which are different from the behavior and non-behavior. So we have done a logistic regression to find out the key determinant among this behavior and non-behaviors. So the behavior here, we defined those who are currently using the IUD, and non-behavior we defined those who had the unmet need with the intention to use any family planning method in future. And we have found the following determinant, which are the product attribute, or under the motivation, the beliefs, attitude, and the knowledge determinants are significant from behavior to non-behavior. Next, the baseline research. After this research, the result were further prioritized. The result were further prioritized based on the complexity of the predictor. Means how, I mean, once we find out the six predictors, so there is a challenge that which are the predictors where the program team will work, or the communication guy will work. Because you cannot address probably more than two predictors or determinants in one communication campaign. So the important thing is that to identify which one we can do. So for that, the programmer, the research, as well as the franchises team do sit and then discuss and do analysis, which we call the CIS, complexity, influence and scope. So the complexity is talking about the how easy or the difficult is the determinant is to change. This comes on based on the interaction with the target audience in the field and with the past interaction, I mean past experience from the similar kind of program. Influence is basically determined by the odds ratio. So more the odds ratio, the better relationship the behavior is with the determinant. And the scope is basically the mean score or the proportion of the non-user. So how much you can improve further if you work on the determinant. And based on that, we do give the score of 1, 2, or 3. If 1 good is 1, if it is really difficult, or then 2 or 3 is more difficult. So based on that, the program team, we have identified the two indicators to work on, which is the under knowledge, which is first is IUD is as effective as sterilization, and second is the side effects subside within 3 to 4 months. If you see these two prioritized determinants, now one is talking about the positive aspect and another is talking about the negative aspect. Now the challenge is to the programmer is how to address the positive and what is the media of communication. So the program will decide, because there is a lot of negative word of mouth in the community regarding the IOD. So the program team decided to work on the positive side through mass media campaign for showcasing the positive side of IOD, whether they decided to work on the side effect issue through outreach work, which is one-to-one basis, and through by using the helpline. So based on that, we developed a mass media communication campaign with the TVC. I hope I'm having a video. I hope this will work. And let's see. This is in Hindi, so I'll just try to translate once it is through.
फ्रीडम वाइफ से आप 5 साल तक प्रेगनेंसी रोक सकते हो और जब बच्चा चाहो तब इसे निकलवा लो
मतलब ओके इट इज टॉकिंग It is talking about the IUD can be used as long as you use, and it is permanent as long as you would like to use. It is an easy analogy of lock with a key. So if you are having a key, and if you are locked yourself and having a key, so you can use that key to unlock that. So that is the easy analogy, the lock and the key. So here the highlighting thing is that it is IUD is as effective as sterilization, and it is permanent as long as you want. So this communication campaign, the mass media communication, we have a 5-point mass media communication strategy. So we had the TVC, the press, as well as the radio and local cinema halls. In addition to that, the hoardings. It's not only the mass media, but the negative aspect was there. So we had a strong ground support with the IPCs as well as with the helpline. So IPCs generally, they do explain about the positive side, and the same time they do explain about the negative side, which is there in the target audience mind, which that the side effect of IUD will subside within 3 to 4 months. We had a strong, we had a helpline, the help free, it is a toll free helpline having both facility for the inbound as well as the outbound calling facilities. The inbound call is mainly for giving the information, and outbound call is for providing post insertion follow up to those who have inserted IUD. What is the data? So this is the first phase of the program, which has been implemented till end of 2010. So by that time, we could able to sold 114,000 of IUD among the network provider, which was around 900. A BCC contact, around 2.3 million contact. But this contact are not the unique contact, because this is the mid-media as well as the IPC contact. So naturally, they do visit. It may be some 4 to 6 time contact to each of the target audience. Similarly, we had the outbound and inbound calling facility, number, which are, this we have started in the middle of, 2010. So that's what the number was little less. But for the outbound call, we used to get the information from the service provider, and then started following up to those who took the insertion. The learning, that is important thing is that we need to have, we should have the behavioral segmentation for the target audience for designing communicate campaign. And it's not only the segmentation, and if you get, once you get that, what are the key determinants, you should prioritize the determinant based on certain issues, having the number, the statistics at the same time with the experience also, and that is important. And the most important thing is that through communication campaign and mainly through the mass media campaign, you should address the triggers rather the barriers of the behavior. Thank you for your attention.